Oh, you tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Such a good intro.
It's never gets old, does it?
No, never.
I need to see Jules because I've actually got the original without all the good stuff on it. So
nice.
I kept waiting for it to kick in this morning. Right, before I get into it, very quick good morning to Philip, who's a top man with a top beard. That's it.
Morning, Philip. How are
Philip.
You?
Okay.
Philip, the top man with top beard.
Is that a mate of yours?
Sort of, yeah.
Well, there we go.
Nice.
No, it's a mate of mine.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Yeah. Man.
Sort of. Poor old Philip.
Sorry, Philip. I probably think you dick. But not like that. Right, I got one from Mikey last week, and it was, a grape has more genes than a human body.
So Mikey contacted you and was like, Rob, you need to tell me if this is true or not.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, it is true.
It is true,
and it freaked me out. And
it's a bit spooky, to be honest.
Well, it's another huge learning experience for me, and actually questioning what are scientists really doing with their time and money. Because I got to talk about scientists a lot here, and they're my least favourite people in the world.
Oh, they do a good job.
Oh, yeah, but sometimes they don't, and you'll find out about the
things
they waste their time with. Right, now, I realise 99% of B-listeners are very clever, but as I tell you, I'm all about the 1% because I don't really understand anything. So I'm going to talk about DNA and genes and all that, and I sort of half knew what they were, but didn't. So I've made it real simple. Now, DNA, they're letters, okay? Genes are sentences made up of the letters.
Right.
And genomes is a book made up of the genes for
to
any
be honest,
given individual.
If you'd said this to me in my Year 11 biology classes, I might have done a lot better.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
makes a lot more sense yeah. to me.
Right, now this is scientists wasting their time and money as far as I'm concerned. French and Italian scientists have decoded the genome of the Pinot Noir grape.
Hang on a second, though.
Pinot Noir grape, yet.
You think they're wasting their time, but you're sitting here...
talking about it.
Relaying it, you know? So it's
because
it's
showing... Showing it is a waste of time, in a way. They realised that this could lead to engineering of pest-resistant strains, which I suppose is good, really. The study shows that grapes have around 30,000 genes in its DNA compared to ours, which is 20,000 to 25,000.
There's not that much more, surely.
No.
Like, maybe we're not as unintelligent as a grape.
Yeah. Donald Trump?
Ooh, maybe
there
he's...
You go.
Hang on, we don't need to name names,
we? Yeah, well, I do because I can get away with
yeah,
it. Anyway...
Yeah.
They've got 100 genes just dedicated to creating tannins and the terpenes that give wine its rich flavour and stuff like that. So that's all really, really good. But I found out other things that have got more DNA than us, and that's corn, mice, onions, worms.
Worms. I love worms.
And tomatoes.
Worms are pretty amazing.
Tomatoes are a weird one.
I'm happy to have a worm have more, like, you know, genes than me, because worms are great. They do so many good things.
And mice as well, because, I mean, that's they use, yeah.
Well, I'd like to just talk about tomatoes and water fleas.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rob.
What's a water flea?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Right. Now, this is where I think they're wasting their time. You've got plant geneticists from 14 countries spent the last 9 years... Right.
That's quite a long time.
Mapping the genetic makeup of a tomato.
Oh, yeah?
So, while looking at 14 countries, they've got to be at least two people from a country. So that's 28 scientists trying to suss out why a tomato tastes like a tomato, because it does.
Yeah, that's true. Also, tomatoes are maybe like, I'm kind of like not the most interesting fruit out there, you know, like they... You know, they're just sort of standard.
They've actually got 31,760 genes.
You've basically had scientists working 9 years just for this segment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We can stop now, boys, because it's ridiculous.
It's done. We've talked
now,
about it now.
This is the most amazing thing to me. The water flea.
Yeah.
It's got the most genes in any creature. It's got 31,000.
Wow.
Right?
Are those little things?
Yeah, like wiggle woggles, I used to call them. I used to feed them to my fish.
And they jump along the surface.
But I'll never do that now after reading about
this. It's like sea lice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They actually use them to test the freshwater ecosystem.
So they actually have a very useful purpose.
Because, they highly respond to environmental stress.
Mm.
So actually, you can see here that scientists aren't completely wasting their time.
This one's a really, really good one. But what's fascinating with them is if there's like predators in the water, within one generation, they'll grow like little horns.
Wow.
Because they're so onto what's going on around them.
Man, science is cool. Science is cool.
Right, now this one, I know you've spoken about this already, but it's the scientist that did the research on giving like MDMA to octopuses.
Terrible.
Now, this made me so
Rob's
angry.
Fit up, yeah.
No, it's just why?
It is, yeah, it's crazy.
They reckon it's just so they can see how we behave in social, how social behaviour has evolved. That's what a waste.
Seems a bit random, to be honest.
Yeah. And there's a lady, she's a scientist who's experimented on loads of different animals and given them ecstasy. That's animal cruelty to me. And now why does science need to know that shit? I don't want to know about octopuses hugging each other.
It seems strange. It's just, it seems weird. Like a weird thing to give an animal when they can't be like, no, please, I don't want it.
It's like, to me, it's all, you know, like when there's a war and they make animals, they give animals like bravery awards. That to me is another thing. Why would you do that? They didn't want to be there in the first place. Yeah. And we make them like heroes. It's horrible. Anyway, do something that's more important than giving ecstasy.
You heard it here first.
Octopuses.
Well, there you go.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Oh, American as well, so there you go.
So what's next week?
I don't know. I haven't made my mind up yet. Oh. There's a really strange noise that icebergs make, but that's not really good radio.
Rob,
it's called a seltzer.
A seltzer?
That could be good radio.
Yeah, I'll have a look at it.
Have a look into it.
Rob, your search history on Google must be incredible.
There's a black van parked outside my house. These geezers with sunglasses on that I didn't sell them to them, so I don't know who the hell they are.
Oh, mate. Well, it's lovely to have you up. Thank you for enlightening us about how many genes we have in comparison to various inanimate fruits and veggies.
And water fleas are the best things on the whole planet.
Yeah, they sound pretty cool, actually. So good one, science.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone a sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.